The girl sat by herself, rocking backward and forward on her haunches and humming quietly, her hands at her mouth again and her elbows on her knees, one of which was bent and one of which was straight. "Here we are," she thought, "killing the immortal, only just stopping short of tangling with something most people would think of as a god. And here am I, 80,000 light-years away, if I'm a meter, supposed to think of a way out of this ridiculous situation. What a joke. Damn. I wish they'd let me be a field referrer, out there where the action is, instead of sitting it out back here, so far away it takes 2 years just to get there. Oh well." She shifted her weight and sat sideways on the seat, so that her broken leg lay along the bench, then turned her face to the mountains glittering on the far side of the plain. She rested her elbow on the stone parapet, her hand supporting her head as her eyes drank in the view. She wondered whether they really had kept their word about not watching her when she went climbing. She wouldn't put past them to have kept a small drone or micro-missile or something nearby, just in case anything did happen. And then, after the accident, after she'd fallen, left her lying there, frightened, cold and in pain, just to convince her they were doing no such thing, and to see the effect it had on her, as long as she wasn't in any real danger of dying. She knew, after all, the way their minds worked. It was the sort of thing she would consider doing if she was in charge. "Maybe I should just pack it in. Leave. Tell them to shove their war. Trouble is, I like all this." She looked at one of her hands, golden brown in a beam of sunlight. She opened and closed it, looking at the fingers. 3 to 7. She thought of an Adiran hand. Depending. She looked back over the shadow-strewn plain toward the distant mountains and sighed. Chapter 5. Megaship. Vavach lay in space like a god's bracelet. The 14-million-kilometer hoop glittered and sparkled, blue and gold against the jet-black gulf of space beyond. As the clear air turbulence warped in toward the orbital, most of the company watched their goal approach on the main screen in the mess. The aquamarine sea, which covered most of the surface of the artifact's ultra-dense base material, was spattered with white puffs of cloud, collected in huge storm systems or vast banks, some of which seemed to stretch right across the full 35,000-kilometer breadth of the slowly turning orbital. Only on one side of that looped band of water was there any land visible, hard up against one sloped retaining wall of pure crystal. Although from the distance they were watching, the sliver of land looked like a tiny brown thread lying on the edge of a great rolled-out bolt of vivid blue, that thread was anything up to 2,000 kilometers across. There was no shortage of land on Vavach. Its greatest attraction, however, was, and had always been, the megaships.
"Don't you have a religion?"
Dorolo asked Hawser. "Yes," he replied, not taking his eyes away from the screen on the wall above the end of the main messroom table. "My survival."
"So, your religion dies with you. How sad,"
Dorolo said, looking back from Hawser to the screen. The changer let the remark pass. The exchange had started when Dorolo, struck by the beauty of the great orbital, expressed the belief that even though it was a work of base creatures, no better than humans, it was still a triumphant testimony to the power of God, as God had made man and all other souled creatures. Hawser had disagreed, genuinely annoyed that the woman could use even something so obviously a testament to the power of intelligence and hard work as an argument for her own system of irrational belief. Yalson, who was sitting beside Hawser at the table, and whose foot was gently rubbing the changer's ankle, put her elbows on the plastic surface beside the plates and beakers. "And they're going to blow it away in 4 days' time. What a fucking waste." Whether or not this would have worked as a subject-changing parry, she did not get a chance to find out, because the mess PA crackled once, and then came clear with the voice of Craiglin, who was on the bridge.
"Thought you might like to see this, people."
The view of the distant orbital was replaced by a blank screen, onto which there then appeared a message in flashing letters. "Warning. Signal. Warning. Signal. Warning. Signal. Warning. Attention all craft. Vavach orbital and hub with all ancillary units will be destroyed, repeat, destroyed, Moraine time A4872.0001 Exact. Equivalent G-hub time 0043.2909.401. Equivalent LIM 3 time 09.256.8. Equivalent IDEA time relative Cur Uribalta 359.0021. Equivalent VAVACH time SEG 7th 4010.5. By NOVA level hyper grid intrusion and subsequent CAM bombardment. Sent by eschatologist, temporary name, Culture General Systems Vehicle, timed at A4870.986. Moraine Base All Trans. Signal section end. Signal repetition number 1 of 7 follows. Warning. Signal. Warning. Signal. Warning.